We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and on the phone, as promised, is Dr. Max Masters. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
We're doing well, and of course, Mason Dixon and Tina Goodrich are in the studio. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, good morning. And Laura has the morning off. She's got some stuff going on, but we've got Dr. Max Masters from Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation on the phone, and what we're going to be doing is kind of talking about a little stress relief and you know, kind of it's the time and maybe people still kind of aren't working or whatever the whatever you may be stressed out about. We're going to talk about how to relieve it. So, Dr. Max, how would you first go about trying to relieve a someone who's feeling a lot of stress?
Well, the first thing I always say is sleep is one of the most important things. And I know sleep is tough right now because your mind is mentally always going. We're at home a lot more. We're not having that stimulation that we're used to having that tires us out naturally. So one of the biggest things is to get out just a few, like 30 minutes a day to 45 minutes a day, just go for a long walk. I know, Rob, you talked about that. You're really into the walking, the brisk walking, just right. Kind of tire your body out, tire your mind out. And then eating healthy too as well. You got your body's only as good as what you intake. So if you're eating McDonald's and stuff like that, I mean, this is feeding poison to the body pretty much. It's just not really healthy ingredients, nutrition values not there. So then your body goes into this almost hibernation mode with that stuff.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you this question now because you said something that's totally contradicting to what's happening. When I saw you a couple of weeks ago, you asked me if I was losing weight. And what I said to you is, I don't know how I could be eating frozen pizzas and ice cream bars. I'm standing in my studio before we're starting tonight, or for our taping, because we pre-record our show, and I'm standing by the window and by the studio, and Tina Goodrich walks in, and she says, Rob, are you losing weight? And I said, I don't know how I could be eating pizza, frozen pizzas, and ice cream bars. And it has been kind of a primary, I'm not saying that's great and that I'm proud of it, but that has been kind of my diet through all of this, just because it's easy as a single man to be able to eat that way, and that's kind of how I eat. How could I be losing weight or even looking like I'm losing weight?
Well, that's another component of stress. And when your body is stressed like that, maybe you're just eating one time a day.
Maybe I have no stress. Maybe everything's just flowing well.
Well, you're probably moving it in different areas.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you're carrying it in different areas.
Getting your adjustments, getting your body realigned like we do every once a week with you. Maybe that's really allowing your body to function more optimal.
It seems to. And actually, I really feel it the day of and the day after. It actually feels, I mean, it almost feels like you can feel the fluids inside of your body moving better.
Yeah, a lot of times with an adjustment, you can feel almost like a head rush because what we're doing is just getting that blood flow, getting that nerve flow to the head and the brain. It's just a lot of backed up energy. And if we get that energy flowing a lot more efficiently, it's going to help with that stress on the body. Well, so there's three types of stress. There's chemical stress, there's physical stress, and then there's emotional stress, like environmental stress. So like chemical can be what you put in your body. It's also the hormones in the body. And then mental stress or environmental stress is like stuff on the outside that sometimes we can't handle, like the cold weather. Just this pandemic, and then the physical stresses is what we naturally put on our bodies or what we don't put on our bodies. So
yeah, I figure maybe I'm just shrinking because I think that I have all three of those stresses, and how could I possibly be losing weight? But not really, this isn't about me. But Mason, what have you got going on? What's your stress in your life you need to?
I ain't got no stress.
Oh, well, then do you have a question for Dr. Max or anything like that?
When you say that we should be getting a lot of sleep, does it matter, like, when you get it, like, at night or during the day? Because I wouldn't mind sleeping on a creeper under the car all day. That'd be good.
Long as you're getting a full 8-hour stretch, that's about what's recommended is 8 hours a day, but not just 8 hours broken up, 8 hours consistently through one period.
Oh, we're going to have to change that then.
Well, I was wondering if you did walk-ins. Like, I was, you know, feeling stressed the other day thinking, oh, I could use a pinch in the shoulders and a massage on my neck and my head.
Yeah, we were awesome. Yeah,
couldn't we
awesome,
all?
Awesome question, Tina. What we really pride ourselves on the same day appointments. If you're a new patient coming in, we'll work you into our schedule. It may take a little longer because we're very busy practice, but if you're an established patient, we will get you in that day no matter what. We'll fit you in. Massages are a little hard to get to right now. They're booked out for a couple of weeks, but we do our best to accommodate everybody.
Yeah. And speaking of stress, I think there's a youngster in your arms. How's that for stress?
Oh, she's awesome. She's 8 months on Tuesday. She's just beautiful. She's not much stress. It's a really fun learning experience. We're learning from each other. And
is she your first?
She's our first child.
Wow. Yeah. Well, then congratulations. Yeah. 8 months ago. I didn't know you 8 months ago. So, you know, yeah, I remember those days, and those could be. They certainly, even though they are a bundle of joy, they certainly are a bit of stress. And, you
they
know,
can be.
What about for new parents who possibly may be listening, or, you know, they have a baby that isn't sleeping through the night or whatever? Kind of how do you work that stress out?
Well, yeah, babies have a lot of trigger points that, when their bodies are stressed, they just tighten their muscles up. So what we can do at our office is actually work on those trigger points and actually help babies release the stress on their bodies to help them focus on their sleep and focus on their eating patterns a little bit better.
Really?
So we see a lot of, pediatrics.
I was kind of alluding to how parents would go about that, but that's a whole different thing. So you actually do work on young infants to help them with sleep and that too?
We definitely do that, and constipation. We work on colicky babies. You name it. There's a whole slew of things that we can help with kids. Ear infections are a big one.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, that is a subject matter for a whole different show, and maybe for the next couple weeks when you have you back on. Can you throw out your website and how someone might be able to call you on the phone or get your phone number?
Yeah, our website is South Haven Chiropractor or chiropractorsouthhaven.com. You can call us at 269-639-2545.
Well, and quickly, in about 20 seconds, tell people what you do to me in that adjustment, because every time I talk about it, I mean, if anybody's out in the lobby, I'm certainly making a pretty loud noise. What is that?
So what that noise is called a cavitation. It's the nitrogen or the gases leaving the joint space. It's a really stress spot. Your spine will create these different stress spots. And then what we're trying to do is mobilize that spot so it doesn't create all this gas buildup.
All right. Well, I was talking about the noise that I make, but no, I'm just kidding. Well,
that's also called a different kind of cavitation. So.
Well, thank you for your time. We have to move on. And when we come back, Lainey Boss, who's retired from Cozy, is going to be on the phone. So, Dr. Max, thank you once again for your time. You're awesome.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Yep, take care. We'll be back on Robert and Moondog Show.